This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The drive-up clinic at the State Fairgrounds in Pueblo wrapped up its final day of operations yesterday. Anyone who got their first dose at the State Fairgrounds will now have to go to another provider in the Steel City, like Walgreens or King Soopers, to get that second jab. The clinic has seen diminishing turnout for the past few months. One reason, in addition to large sentiment or hesitation amongst the community, is the number of other options for getting vaccinated in Pueblo County. El Paso County added 53 new cases, just 3 new cases reported in both Pueblo and Teller counties as of yesterday. There were no reported virus cases in Fremont County, and while there were no deaths reported in any of our southern Colorado counties, these numbers are encouraging numbers, although all the Monday announcements tend to be on the lower side. We'll continue to keep track throughout the rest of the week.
Hundreds turned out yesterday for the first day of Amazon's 5-week hiring event here in Colorado Springs. The company is planning to hire 2,500 workers to fill its huge new distribution center near the airport. Better pay, advancement training, and even college tuition assistance are some of the reasons people like Timothy Robinson came out on the first day, even if it meant standing in a long line outside the Pikes Peak Workforce Center near the Citadel Mall.
Well, I heard about it through my son. He had a job, and he's telling me that if he can do it, I can do it. So I'm here to try to improve myself and get back into the workforce.
Pay for these jobs starts at $15 an hour. Amazon's new facility is set to open by July. The application period is open for those looking to join the next Academy of Recruits for the Colorado Springs Police Department. Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Nisky, earlier on KRDO's Morning News, saying that they saw an increase in applicants last year. So far, the next class has seen far less interest.
We saw just a slight increase. I think it was about 60 people more applied. Our minority applicants were also higher. What we're seeing this year for next year's class is a reduction in those numbers. So we're doing kind of a full-scale push right now to do a lot more recruiting to get the message out there that we're hiring.
The deadline to apply for the next police academy is July 5th.
An El Paso County daycare provider under arrest in connection with the death of a baby. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says Dana McNair killed an infant in February at her in-home daycare near Widefield Elementary School of the Arts. McNair's daycare was unlicensed. The news is a shock to neighbors like Molly Miller.
It was very surprising. Yeah, it was very surprising. Lots of like swimming pool things out front and kids playing and they weren't hiding, you know, they were out. And in the summer, they'd be out walking and doing kid things.
Exact details on how that child died have yet to be released. The daycare no longer open.
A girls basketball coach with ties to two local school districts is out on bail after making his first court appearance on charges involving alleged sexual contact with a 16-year-old. A judge yesterday granted a $15,000 bond for 31-year-old George Pollard. Pollard is also barred from having contact with the alleged victim. Pollard served as the girls' basketball coach for Doherty High School, as well as a teacher's aide at Mountain Ridge Middle School in District 20. Colorado Springs police say they are still investigating whether or not there could be more victims. Pollard's due back in court June 21st.
It took a canine officer and tactical units to arrest a Colorado Springs man accused of pointing a gun at passersby. Just after 4:30 yesterday afternoon, police responded to the 2900 block of Cabrillo Court. That's near Circle and Monterey in southeast Colorado Springs. That suspect was eventually taken into custody in the backyard of a home. The investigation into why he was pointing a gun at passing neighbors is underway.
The case against accused STEM school shooter Devin Erickson is now in the hands of the jury. Closing arguments were held yesterday in the case of that Highlands Ranch shooting. Erickson facing dozens of charges, including that of first-degree murder. One student was killed. Several others were wounded in the 2019 shooting. Co-defendant Alec McKinney is already serving a life sentence with the possibility of parole after pleading guilty to charges in connection with the case.
Sunny skies and record-breaking heat possible Tuesday afternoon. 95 would put us in the record books for Colorado Springs. 100 in Pueblo would leave us a degree shy. We will see a few isolated to widely scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head into the afternoon. Overnight lows into Wednesday morning, mild in the mid-60s, hot again tomorrow afternoon. 97 for Colorado Springs, 102 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.